go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. So glad you're able to join me for another great episode. This week I'm doing a solo episode, and my topic is going to be 75 Hard. We're going to dive into what the challenge is, my experience so far into it, some tips if you decide to do it yourself, and then just talk a little bit about transforming yourself through mental toughness. A lot of great content out there on that. I'm going to just give you some summaries of some things that I've learned recently that may benefit you also. But first, you know, let's talk about 75 Hard. So, if you haven't heard about 75 Hard, it is a challenge put together by the one and only Andy Frazella. And it is a fantastic opportunity to really to see what you're made of and cause some extreme personal growth. So the one big misconception people think about 75 Hard is that it's a diet or it's a fitness program. It's not. It really has nothing to do with that by nature. You will see a lot of before and after pictures posted from people that did this. And of course, getting healthier and getting more fit is often a byproduct. But that's really not what this was designed for. And it's not really even what it's all about. You know, as you hear about 75 Hard, you probably think, oh, what's that? That's, you know, some extreme thing that people do for, you know, for fun because they're whack jobs. That's not the case at all. It's a really awesome program that will really get you to make some huge gains for yourself. So what is 75 Hard? So basically, it's 75 days of sticking to a program that's designed to, you know, do things like boost your confidence, you know, self-worth, self-belief, and your grit. You know, you probably make some strides in a lot of different areas because that's what mental toughness does. Really, you teaches you to just get things done regardless, and not think about the excuses you could make. So here's the details about it. So it's 75 Hard. Of course, it's 75 days. And during those 75 days, there's things you have to do that are just non-negotiable. You have to be absolutely 100% perfect. If you miss any one of these things on any day, you start over at day one. So the first thing is you have to do two 45-minute workouts. They have to be separate, 45 minutes a crack. They can be different things, they can be the same thing, but one of them must just be outside. The reason they do that with the outside workout is pretty cool, actually, because over the course of 75 days, you're going to get some bad weather at some point. You're going to be put in some conditions that are less than ideal and that you have no control of. I think the reason for that is trying to throw you into situations that you can't control and teaching you that you just got to do it. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be enjoyable. If you're running in a downpour, it's probably not going to be your best run, but you're going to get it done. It's going to be done, but not perfect, and that's fine. The other thing you have to have is you follow a diet. So you can pick a diet, whatever you want. You want to do keto, you want to do paleo, you want to do calorie counting, you want to do whatever it is you want to do. You have to follow a diet. Zero cheat meals. You follow it every single day. Another thing is no alcohol, not a drop. Follow the diet, no alcohol, no cheat meals every day. You got to be perfect. One cookie, if it's not on your diet, start over at day one. One beer, start over at day one. One drink of beer, for that matter, start over at day one. Every day you have to take a progress pic because you want to be able to follow your journey and look back. And if you don't do it every day, you may miss some changes. The other thing is read 10 pages in a self-help or business book, something to improve yourself, something to learn something new. 10 pages isn't much. I know we all should be reading more, me included. There's just something about picking up a book in your hands and reading and just letting that knowledge flow into you in that way. I mean, I think we consume so much other media, you know, even things like this, a podcast, that sometimes you lose touch you know, with learning that way. And the last, but not least, and likely for me the hardest part of it, is arguably the water consumption. So you have to drink a gallon of water a day. Now, it's one thing to drink the water, but as you do this challenge, it's entirely another to have to expel the water. So you will spend vast amount of times running to the bathroom, and sometimes it's seemingly you spend more time there than you do out, which is kind of the craziness. We'll get into this a little bit more towards the end when we talk about some of the lessons and some of the tips if you decide to do this yourself. But first, I really want to dive into some of my experiences. So you start this thing and, you know, start it on day one and day two and, you know, certainly excited to do it. Doing it with a group of savages, actually. And I highly encourage finding a group to do it with. There's lots of Facebook groups for it. Just, you're going to need the support and you're going to need the camaraderie because you're going to be asking yourself, if not several times a day, at least once a day, why am I doing this? What is the point? Why in the world do I want to put myself through this? But then you'll get into it a few days, and for me, you know, I'm on day 8 today. Actually, everything's finished, so I finished day 8. You know, around day 5 or 6 for me, especially 7, things really started getting clear. I had a level of mental clarity that I don't think I've had in a long, long time, and I don't think I've ever had it that lasted this long. It was absolutely insane. Today, just some of the problems I was able to solve that, like, my role in my businesses is I am the visionary. I plan the path ahead. I also create a lot of the marketing content and come up with the marketing plans. So doing those things, as you can imagine, it's definitely tapping my creative side, which isn't terribly huge to begin with on some things. But things have just gotten easier the last few days. And like big problems, like not solving like a simple what campaign to run or what to put on a billboard or anything like that. I mean, we're talking like complex problems, like why problems, like, you know, why are we doing this or why do we want it to be this way? And how do all these pieces fit together to create a cohesive bond of our tribe? So it's really been huge, you know, for me to have that extra clarity and to have it last as long as it has. I've just been so productive, and it seems like I'm getting a lot done a lot faster. Now, I've always been a morning routine guy, for the last few years anyway. And I found that, for me, a routine helps me thrive. So I definitely had to change around my routine some to now be able to fit in a second workout. I usually always fit in one. And then just to be able to fit in and making sure I'm getting in the water consumption and all those sorts of things. You know, it's not going to be easy to do, but then nothing really that's worthwhile is it? I mean, it's not. A lot of people will think you're crazy. A lot of people will think you're extremely strange for trying something like this, but I highly recommend it. Give it a go. There's going to be so many other changes besides your mind, your mental power, you know, just your tenacity. And certainly you'll get some physical transformation, you know, out of it too. I could say for me, just doing all these workouts, I thought my body would never handle it, but that was just a story I was telling myself. And, you know, 8 days in and I feel like I'm in beast mode in the gym now every time, and just been lifting for a long time. So sometimes it's hard to get, you know, really sore, you know, that feeling after you just tear those muscle fibers up and you end up feeling sore and end up, it feels good. You know, it hurts, but it feels good. And sometimes it's hard to get that, you know, when you're lifted for a long time, if you don't take a break or really mix things up. You know, I've been lifting weights about, well over 30 years now. And definitely enjoy it very much. But here's the thing. There's going to be parts of this program that you would love, and there's going to be parts that you would hate. But I'd be willing to guarantee that if you make it through and you finish 75 hard, you would say it's well worth it, you know, 10 times over. I've also done a lot of other studying recently on you know, mental toughness, you know, in general, you know, of course, in that topic. A lot of the training, a lot of the books, a lot of the things you see are a lot of them are by, you know, former Navy SEALs, guys like, you know, Mark Divine and, of course, Goggins and, you know, Jocko, and a lot of great content out there. And I just find it fascinating just the things that they're able to achieve because they have their mind in check. The consistency that they achieve. You know, the thing they'll be able to move, do just feats that are beyond human, you know, what a human body should be able to do. But really, from it seems that it's not that they're freaks of nature with their bodies are different than everyone else. It's their minds are really what's different. So the study of this is one of the things that led me to, you know, doing 75 hard as a first dive into something like this. Definitely really looking forward to enjoying it deeper and to, you know, seeing what the next days bring forward. I'll definitely interject some things into my future podcasts and, you know, hopefully have some great guests too, and hopefully get some guests that have done 75 hard, and, you know, we could tie that into business and tie that into training, you know, whether it be the, you know, tactical training or sheepdog type training, those sorts of things. But the mental toughness aspect of it will really honestly benefit you in anything you do. You know, if you do decide to do it, there's a few tips that I would definitely throw your way. I would definitely suggest definitely front loading your day a lot. So I went back to getting up a little bit earlier in the morning and trying to rise around 4 a.m. Some days it's 4:30 if I get to bed late, but I want to get that first workout in. And I kind of flip-flop. So yeah, my first workout is usually the more low-key one that requires less skill. Typically a brisk walk, sometimes some jog mixed in, and I do that first thing. So I literally get up, throw some clothes on, get to the point where I can at least function and see and walk in a straight line, and then hit the door and get that one done. Then I'll typically come back to the house, read a little bit, usually check some emails, do a little bit of work stuff, dive in and do my book, 10 pages in a book, and usually I'll do quite a bit more than that. And then after that, I will already be pounding some of my water. We'll take and get ready to go to the gym, and usually sometimes it's a little bit of a drive, but get my second workout in, and sometimes that's weightlifting, sometimes that's you know, Tabata type stuff, sometimes that's more of a CrossFit type workout, so I kind of mix it up. But the second workout for me is definitely the 45 minutes is a minimum. Usually it's longer than that, but I really try to get after it and really just let it all out. Typically right after my workout, I like to get in a little bit of meditation. And then I'm home to shower, get cleaned up, get ready, and then go start my day at work. This whole time I'm consuming water, and really by the time I get done with the second workout, I've usually got about half the water in, usually about 64 ounces or so, sometimes more. Usually grab another water on my way to work, and then I'll be done with that by the time I get to work, and I will definitely be 5 to 6 bottles in by the time 8 a.m. rolls around and I'm in the office. Well, the neat thing about that is, so now I have all the water in my system doing its work, and I don't have to worry about it keeping me up at night. That's one thing that happened the first few days when I didn't front load enough, and next thing you know, you start drinking water, and especially when I was probably dehydrated big time. But you start drinking a lot of water, and the next thing you know, you're up every 15 minutes, and while running to the bathroom every 15 minutes during the day is terrible. Imagine doing it at night when you just want to simply get some sleep. So those are really the main tips. The other thing I would to tell you too is just like on your diet is keep it simple. Make it something so you remember, because there's so many things, like it seems crazy easy to remember everything to do every day. And they made a great app, just a 75 hard app, just a free app, where you can just check off all your boxes, and that really helps a lot too to make sure you get everything. But there is definitely an aspect to this of the days being challenging, but then as they wear on, the mental challenge getting to you and remembering to do the things. I mean, I've heard so many stories of people failing on day 30, 40, 50, even 60, in the 60s, for forgetting to take the picture or something like that. You know, arguably the easiest little task that would literally take 5 seconds, had you remembered to do it, can derail you and start you over at day 1. I mean, that would be, you know, about as, you know, It just wouldn't be good. It would just be a crushing blow to me anyway, just to make it that far and then do something so stupid. So I would definitely tell you to take one day at a time. Really, you only have to be perfect for one day. And then the next day, and then the next day. Tomorrow was in the past. Forget about it. I'm sorry, yesterday was in the past. Forget about it. Tomorrow's the future. Don't worry about it. Let's just worry about today. We all know tomorrow's not promised anyway. And, you know, give it everything you have today. You know, these are definitely some strange times that we're heading into here. You know, certainly what's went on in Afghanistan is just unbelievable. The fact that it seems we have another, I'll say, attempted lockdown looming. And just the craziness that's going on. It's like this story and the everything just keeps changing. And, you know, this was good enough. Now it's not good enough. Now we need this and this. Now you got to do this, this, and this. It almost seems like we're getting pushed as hard as we possibly can just to see if we'll crack, just to see how far they can push us. Yeah, I can tell you here in Illinois, south suburbs of Chicago, I think people have pretty much had enough. Our governor's been talking about shutting the state down again. I hope and pray that the Patriots around here stand up and don't allow that. We saw too many of our small businesses just get crushed by the last time. Too many bad things happen. You know, so my whole point in this of going down that path, and that's a whole other rabbit hole we could go down for another hour. But this is the time to get yourself together. This is the time to make sure your ducks are in a row. But it all starts with you. It doesn't matter what equipment you buy or, you know, what training you take. If your self is not in order, if you don't have your mind right, you're going to be in for some trouble. Now's the time. Put yourself to the challenge. Get ready. These are certainly the strangest times I've ever seen in my 47 years. I'm sure they are yours too. But don't take anything for granted. You know, take each day as it comes. Get yourself prepared. Give 75 Hard a try, or try something else. But definitely take the time and work on self-improvement. There's no better investment you can make than the investment in yourself. You know, investing in businesses and investing in other people and investing in things and equipment is all fantastic. But at the end of the day, there's no better investment you can make than in yourself. Just take the time, do the work. Nobody can do it for you. You really have to set your mind to something and just get it done. Just figure it out and get it done. It may not be pretty. It may not be perfect. Well, 75 Hard, it has to be perfect every day. Well, but, and everything else doesn't have to be perfect. Just getting it done. Putting in the effort. Taking the time. And moving forward. You know, they say that small things done with excellence over time create huge results. So what kind of huge results do you think that you could create for yourself, for your family, for your business, by simply taking some little steps every day? Love to hear some stories about everything that you have to say regarding the 75 Hard. Definitely hit us up on our page. We'll put a post up. If some of you want to get together as a tribe and do it, we'll set up a little Facebook group or a little group messenger thing, and I'm in it too. I'll certainly jump in there with you. Certainly feel free to hit me in the DMs. Shoot me an email. My email is at steveshaubacher.com. Feel free. Come see us at Sheepdog Firearms. Come visit the guys. They're getting lonely. But certainly hit me up. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to see a lot of you take this challenge with me. And more than that, though, I'd love to see the results that it brings and see the fruit. Thanks for joining me again, and if you think this podcast would benefit someone, please tag them, send them the link, make sure they subscribe, definitely check out the Tactical Entrepreneur Facebook page. Appreciate you all, and I will be back next week with a fantastic guest. Stay safe out there.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.